Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, don't put that evil on me.
Nah, before you get to your confession, a couple of notes. Waiver claims have come out for, you know, picking up players off of the waivers in the NFL. No waiver claims put in by the Texans, so they didn't get to any of those. However, Jalen Thomas will return on the team's practice squad. So just a couple of notes there. I'll see if I can keep an eye out for anything else that happens for your Houston Texans as they're trying to, you know, find what that roster looks like headed into week one.
Yeah.
Or at least they weren't awarded any players,
right.
I should say.
All right, so C.J. Stroud made the rounds, went through the car wash, as they say, yesterday. Why, Figgy? Because of Applebee's, right? Mm. Applebee's. He was promoting Applebee's.
That's right.
He's got the new endorsement.
I thought you was about to say something else. I saw some Tyler tweeted.
What did Tyler tweet?
On that quote?
Yeah,
we might get to that later, actually, at some point. But no, I was thinking about when I saw that he's making the rounds and promoting Applebee's and answering questions and such, and we'll probably hear from some of CJ's comments as well. I started thinking about Applebee's. Two things.
When did you stop thinking about Applebee's?
Well,
I think about Applebee's all the time.
About 15 years ago, to be honest.
Okay. Right.
And that's part of my confession. I haven't been to Applebee's in at least 15 years or so. And then I figured out why. Because a lot of these chain restaurants, they have a signature item that you kind of go for and crave. Applebee's has no signature item.
I strongly disagree.
Really?
I strongly disagree.
Like Chili's, you know, you got the baby back ribs and the queso that I like a lot. Olive Garden, what is it? Breadsticks. Outback, Bloomin' Onion. Texas Roadhouse, they used to have those peanuts that I used to always eat.
You were one of them people that was eating the peanuts?
Oh, yeah.
Texas Roadhouse is absolutely the rolls.
And the yeast rolls. I was going to say, the peanuts,
said the peanuts
and the yeast rolls. Every one of these chain restaurants has a signature item. I could not think of a single thing that I would go, oh, Applebee's, I need to get some of that.
Figgy, I wonder if you know the signature item that I'm thinking
of. I actually don't know the signature
item. Yeah, they
don't
have one.
I got it. It's the Dollarita, baby.
Oh, get out.
Club Applebee's. It's one of my favorite things in the world that I also thought about. Not alcohol, but it's just seeing the Applebee's go from family establishment on that one night of the week.
To a bar?
To the grown and sexy lounge because the Dollarita's coming out.
That doesn't count. That's a one
How does
day,
that not
that's
count?
That's a one day thing.
How does that not
like
count?
On Thursdays or something?
I mean, basically, but you can make it go up any day the Dollarita available.
My confession stands. I know why I haven't been to Applebee's in a long time and why maybe they needed CJ Stroud to help them promote their product. They don't have a signature item.
I imagine CJ Stroud will not be pumping the Dollaritas, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine that that's not how
exactly
that would go. And I do realize there was one time, just tangential to this, There was one time that I was like, Chili's and Applebee's basically the same thing, right? People hate when you say that.
No,
people will fight you.
I like Chili's a lot.
Yeah.
I like Chili's.
I didn't realize that there was such a clear demarcation for folks. People are like, nah, Chili's is a grade above Applebee's. I was like, oh, really? Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I would rank probably Chili's 1, Texas Roadhouse 2, somewhere in there.
Chili's over Texas Roadhouse, huh?
Yeah, I like Chili's.
Okay. I mean, I also like Chili's. I just did not think that that's how that would go.
Yeah.
Applebee's Riblets, rather, are that, someone says from the 618.
Riblets.
What is a riblet?
I don't know what a riblet is.
What part of the animal is the riblet?
Is it similar to the McRib?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
It might be.
My point stands.
A McRib on a real plate?
Yeah, exactly.
So shout out to DJ Bieniemy, and shout out to all the assembled media for the Houston that cover the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. They're really solid pressers today. But also shout out to DJ Bieniemy, wrote a really interesting piece about the Texans and their, you know, how they're perceiving this upcoming season, the expectations that they have. And one of the quotes that he got in there was from Titus Howard, the seemingly right tackle of the team for this year. And Titus Howard he brought some heat towards Bobby Sloak as well here. Quote, the biggest difference is our mentality. This type of offense fits a lot of the guys that we have in the room, being able to start the game off strong as an offensive line and able to finish games. Also running the ball and then using the run game to open up the pass game. Not coming out and getting effing negative yards on outside zone run plays, stuff that didn't really fit us,
mm-hmm.
close quote. And the confession is, I really do feel bad about like just piling on and banging on somebody.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't feel that way with Bobby Slowick. Like, it just feels like more fair game than any other circumstance where you're like, hey, isn't that enough? I feel like we might have hit him enough. Bobby Slowick is like, nah, let it keep raining.
You know what it makes me feel? And you're right. I'm right there with you on your confession. But the other thing is, like, how did we not get more of this last year? You know, that there was this frustration, this disconnect, this, you know, my way or the highway. We talked about, like, how the system and all that stuff wasn't working. But there was some real tension in that offensive room, man.
Yeah, and it's become more and more clear, and it's not just amongst coaches. Like, those players,
mm-hmm.
The way that they talk about it, almost, it's bordering on disdain. I'm not saying it actually gets there, but the way they talk about it, this quote especially, mm-hmm. he threw the F-bomb in there, not bleeping those things that we were doing on first down. Man, I'm like, yo.
Yeah, exactly. It was bad. It was worse than we ever thought.
Do you think I'm right, though?
Yes.
That, like, generally in sports, you don't see people pile on
throw him under the bus.
He has been piled on here. And I'm not saying that they're wrong for it. Clearly, there was a lot of issues. I'm amazed that we've gotten to this place. And I don't think that we've reached the place where it's like, if somebody has more to say, that they'd be like, all right, it's been enough. They don't say it, too.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say, oh, man. I imagine that we probably still get through the first couple weeks of the season like, damn, man. Bobby Sloak
glad
ruining we're
not there
it
anymore.
So long.
Glad we're not doing that anymore.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I got to confess, I've been really intrigued about seeing other people's 53-man roster just kind of around the league, because looking at the Houston Texans, they tweeted it out and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I be kind of looking at what they value the most, like what they have more of in certain positions. So, like, if you're looking at the Texans 53-man roster, it was surprising they only had two tight ends. Now, I know that's going to change and all that stuff. Yeah. But I'm just looking at what they value the most. And then I look at the Browns 53-man. They only got two running backs on there.
Wait, what? I missed that.
They only got two running backs. Now, the other rookie, Jenkins.
Quinshon Jenkins.
Yeah. They probably going to sign him sometime soon. But I'm like, damn, they only got two running backs
two
on
running backs.
And I think they got like four tight ends. So I'm like, okay. And then I'm looking at the Ravens. I'm like, damn, y'all got like one, two, three, four, like five running backs / fullbacks on here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they only got like one, two, three, four, five defensive linemen. So I'm like, damn,
five.
So I'm just, I know it's all with schemes and all that stuff, but
yeah,
I find myself kind of bouncing around like, hey, so y'all only got this a many amount of people.
It kind of speaks.
I was kind of intriguing.
Yeah,
it
is.
Kind of intriguing.
Very much. And it kind of speaks to, I guess, somewhat their style, their approach, whether it's offensively or defensively, but also like the Texans, man, you know, they've got D'Amico wasn't lying when he was talking about, like, I feel great about all 10 of these defensive linemen. That's why I have 10. It really does. I mean, they're in a good spot.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm looking at the Ravens right now. They got like 10 defensive backs and only like three tight ends. And I always look at them as always having a million tight ends for some reason.
Yeah.
But they only got three tight ends.
They got the two that they know matter, Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. Now, I think there's one team that has like 11 defensive linemen. And I'm like, damn, how are we going to get all these guys on the field? No, that it does speak to how everybody is doing like their equivalent of tax evasion, sort of. Like, everybody's just like, we are manipulating the hell out of this 53-man roster, because that's what you have to do to get yourself by to where you want to get to.
By the way, I didn't know Cooper Rush was with the Ravens.
Yes, so he's know that.
He's the second quarterback. They only got two quarterbacks.
That's right.
On the roster.
That's right.
Dang.
And it has been fun watching people realize, like, hey, who was his backup?
Cooper Rush.
Okay, that is not Lamar Jackson at all. Very good. Yeah. By the way, they did bring Snoop Huntley.
They brought him back.
He's on the practice
squad. Oh, yeah, so come on home, buddy.
That is their emergency come quarterback. Home. You can always come home. You can always come home.
Yeah. All right, so I know there's going to be, in some circles, a big eye roll about this topic, this confession.
Here comes the Taylor Swift talk.
Taylor Swift.
If you say, I'm looking at you, Figgy. I'm looking at you.
Don't look at me.
I'm looking at all our listeners, all the viewers on YouTube and Twitch. If you honestly say, oh, I haven't even talked about the Kelce and T-Swift engagement. Oh, I don't care about it. You're lying. It's been all over. Like we talked about it on the Bite Me podcast yesterday. It came up like everywhere, whether you want it or you don't have to like it, but it is like front. If you're saying it hasn't been mentioned, hadn't been talked about in your circle, your friends, you're lying.
Yeah, but you just said if you lying if you say you don't care about it.
Yeah,
it could be all over the place and you not care about it.
Well, but talking it's about a lot it of stuff that,
it's a lot of
it.
Stuff I don't care about that's all over the place.
Maybe I see your point, but I think like the fact that you taking a stand like, oh, I don't care about it. That in itself is an opinion.
I will probably fix your statement by saying people that say, oh, don't nobody care about this.
That's
I think that's more.
And we're getting
accurate.
Some of that. Oh, we don't care. Well,
I mean, they might not.
Millions of other. No, when
but
they say
using,
people don't
using
care.
We like.
Yeah, people don't care.
We don't want to hear about this.
I did in one of the discussions, I did have a couple of questions I want to bounce off you guys. Just in general, and we'll move on. Who's going to be this? It wasn't me. Somebody asked me this. Who's going to be Travis Kelce's best man?
That's Jason.
Got to be his brother,
it's
right?
It's gonna be Jason.
Yeah.
Got to be his brother. Yeah.
They ride or die. Who else would you think?
Patrick Mahomes?
Nah, I think
so. Nah.
Pat could be a groomsman. Jason Kelce. That's they. I mean,
they're tight.
They are tight.
Yeah. And the other one is, and I brought this up with you guys yesterday, is this going to be an ultra, ultra secret private wedding? Or is this going to be, because there's a lot of Swifties out there, very public, like an American royal wedding kind of thing?
I'd guess private.
Yeah, I think Travis Kelce probably will want a little bit. I ain't going to say super private where it's only a few people there, but I don't think it's going to be broadcast to the whole world like it is a royal wedding or anything.
There's a lot of demand for it.
Can I split the difference here? Because, yeah. And it's based off of the idea, what was it, People? Mm-hmm. They gave their engagement photos to People magazine. Mm-hmm. I think they'll split the difference in, it will be a private wedding with, you know, the stars and celebs or whoever ends up being there. I think you'll get photos in like one of those type of People magazine type places of it. But it's not going to be a for public consumption as it happens.
Last thing, prenup.
That part, I never understood.
I don't care.
There going to be a prenup?
I don't know.
I'm not. Yeah.
It has to be. There has to be.
Sure.
Yeah.
She's a billionaire. He's a millionaire.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it'd probably be some type of agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what that agreement means, mm-hmm. but it's probably going to be some type of agreement. Because the last thing she need is them getting a divorce.
Yeah.
And he's the one that's getting the alimony and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce.
Give me these masters you've been fighting for years.
Talk about
Yeah.
Talk about multiple.
He's going to get heifer masters.
He's going to get the masters. Going to get the mansion. And he's going to get like $5 million a month.
Wow. All right. Those are your lunchtime confessions. Some you like more than others. Here in Luke on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you guys rocking with us. And coming up next, this is Wednesday, let's get a little Judge John Lopez going.
Yeah,
how does the judge weigh in on these various sports discussions? How do you? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.